Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're catching up with Jeff McMartin. He's the head coach of the Central College football team. It's our season recap. The Dutch coming off of an 8-2 2025 season, third place in the American Rivers Conference with a 6-2 record. Coach, always appreciate your time. This interview, again, kind of putting a bow on the season, and I'll start there. Just maybe big picture thoughts on 2025 from your chair.
Well, you know, I think obviously the season got started off really, really well, and we did the things that we needed to do early on, and I felt like we got better each week, and this team had a good connection to each other. They were not a real vocal team as far as like how they went about their business, but they really worked really hard and they bonded together very well. And they played, they believed in each other. And I think that those things were really, really positive. We had some really, good athletes that I think that our coaching staff did a good job of like featuring and trying to get the ball in their hands and utilize their talents. And as the season wore on, like a lot of teams, like you go through challenges and obstacles and you have to kind of figure it out. And I think that this team worked really hard to, each week to try and overcome, injuries or whatever challenges were in our way. And they did the best that they could at it. And, I think that, when we look back, some of the things that this team encountered were slightly unusual for what I'm used to when it comes to, whether it be injuries or, different things that can happen to you in a senior season. But I thought that they battled really hard, and I'm really proud of them for that.
Well, you and I chat every week at basically immediately after the game, and it seemed like from the middle of the season on to the very end of the season, it was like, who did we lose today? Like, who's out for the season after this game? And it just seemed to happen over and over and over. How challenging was that? I think it's the most, amount of injuries in the time that you've been here at Central. And how do you just try to keep your team to try to stay positive and really buy into that next man up that's so cliche?
I mean, it is. That is probably a bigger challenge than people realize because, these guys are not dumb. They get it. They see their teammates going down or having injuries or how that changes a team. And they have high goals. They have high aspirations. And it's always hard. As a player on the team, that's your friend, but he's also the guy that can make plays or make tackles or whatever it is. So it is a difficult thing, but I think that you have to continue to try and, promote what you still do have and create a plan and create a vision for the players on how that's going to work with the players that you currently have. And I think that's where it becomes important. And then you just have to continue to like communicate it over and over and over again to these guys to get them to believe it. You got to get your current players, the upperclassmen, to believe it, so it trickles down to your younger guys. If your seniors and juniors don't believe or have faith, then it's going to be hard for those guys, the younger guys, to have faith. So, create a plan, show them how it's going to work, get them to believe in it and move forward. And that's about all that you can do.
We're visiting with Jeff McMartin. He's the head coach of the Central College football team, kind of recapping the 2025 season. You mentioned the season started on a high note. We won both of our non-conference games against Illinois Wesleyan, and then the biggest one of the year against Randolph-Macon, a playoff team this year, 10-0 win in week two. Can you just kind of look back at how the season did get started and getting off to that 2-0 start before getting into the league?
I mean, we had a good group of returners back. So you had an pretty experienced group of guys. If you look at us defensively, we had some good depth and good experience at D line. We were really solid up the middle with Cole Clark at linebacker, two really talented corners. We were really placing our safeties and we had lost Nick Bandy to some injuries. He came back later in the year, but he wasn't available. But defensively, we had a good core guys back that could, I think, play well against the run and had experience. And then you look at us offensively, our quarterback had started a bunch of games as a sophomore and as a junior, was returning. Jace Grunder was back. You know, we were rebuilding our offensive line, but we were solid at wide receiver. And we lost our tight end for the year before the season started. But, I mean, some of the core pieces in your playmakers and your quarterback, those guys were back. And I think that, we felt good about our kicking game. And those are how you're going to win, you know, games early in the season, is you don't beat yourself. You get the ball in the hands of your playmakers, you play great defense. And we were able to do those things, and our kids really battled. And then, I think we got a chance to really believe in ourselves. Trent Kakerice came into our defense, Clay Sock came into our defense, and those were some guys that transferred in that really also helped us, be very solid up front on defense.
So 2-0 start to the season in the non-conference, and then in conference play for the third straight year, we're 6-2, finishing third place behind Wartburg and Co. Anything that sticks out to you as you look back at how the American Rivers Conference shook out this year, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think that, each week you had to battle and you had to play well. There were some games that we won that we were behind at halftime, even that we came back to win on. And so I think that you couldn't take anything for granted, and I don't think our players did. I think our players, they were a gritty football team. I think that if they showed a lot of resiliency, they showed a lot of grit. They kept competing all year long, and if we didn't get the result that we wanted in every game, I think that we at least – what we asked our players to do the very last week of the season was to just win the play. Just win that play, play that as best you could, and then see where everything was at the end, and you could hold your head up. And our kids did that. Like, they battled. They attempted to win every play that they played. And a lot of times they were successful, a few times they weren't. But I think overall, it wasn't from a lack of them not being focused or not believing they could do it. It just didn't play out the way that we wanted to. But I think that, they're going to look back on this and they will have a lot of strong friendships, and they've all gotten better as football players. They've all been developed. They've all been developed as men, and they've gotten a great education, and there's a lot that they can still feel really good about.
We're visiting with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Looking back at the 2025 season, an 8-2 year for the Dutch, 6-2 in the American Rivers Conference. And unfortunately, this is like the third or fourth straight year. It's like, how do we beat Wartburg? How do we beat Co? And I know that you're working hard. I'm beating everybody, not just those two teams, but those are the two teams we haven't been able to beat. What does this offseason look like, Coach, as you try to kind of plant a stake and get ready for 2026?
Yeah, I think that you have to look at the guys that are going to graduate and find solutions to that, find answers. Who's going to replace these guys? Assess that. Use the player formation plays philosophy. That's what we do. Look at who your best players are. What formations can you run out of those things, both on offense and defense? And then what plays, what coverages, what calls can you make out of those formations that are going to put your guys in the best situation? You talk to other coaching staffs, you watch a lot of film, you get the spring practice. Those are all things that will help you develop. And you do some things outside of that stuff to build camaraderie. The better your relationships go to friendships, give you the best chance to win championships. We have to bond as a team in the offseason, just like we are working hard in the weight room or working hard at a spring practice. We've got to do things socially together as a team to build trust and to build that connection. And I think I'm confident these guys will. These guys they have a great work ethic and they're very competitive. I think we're poised to have a great offseason. I think they also know, hey, we've graduated some really good guys, and people are going to have to step up. And so there are people that are ready for that moment or going to be encouraged to be ready for that moment. And I think that that's a good thing.
I know that this is the time of the year where people are hearing the news at the Division I level about the transfer portal, and there's coaching changes already, abundant all over the news. But at the Division III level, what do things look like for you as you're out recruiting right now with the transfer portal and NIL and all those kind of things? Has it, or how much has it changed what you're trying to get accomplished here at a school like Central?
I mean, It does change a little bit. Most of the transferring that's going on right now, it starts in the Division I level, and it's within the Division I level, and then Division I schools pulling people out of FCS schools. FCS schools pulling people out of Division II schools. There has not been a ton of people getting pulled out of Division III schools into Division II or other areas. So you're not seeing as much of that at this point. Could it change? You bet. And it always is changing. There are guys that are playing Division II and maybe even FCS, but for sure Division II, that are not going to be able to play at that level, like get on the field or behind somebody and they just want to play, that are starting to consider coming to Division III now. And so you're having some of those conversations with those guys. It is not as frequent and as big of situation right now in Division III as it is in Division I. And quite frankly, I like that. I like the fact that you can still build a team and develop guys over 4 years and know who you have coming back, you know, or at least have a decent idea about it. They're not just one-year warriors.
And one last question for Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central football team. As we look ahead to 2026, it'll be a little bit different next year. No Luther in the American Rivers Conference. So next year will be a 7-game league schedule and 3 non-conference games. Kind of 2-part question. A, do you have anybody that you can tell us that's on the docket for next year? And what does that work look like to try to fill out a schedule for 2026?
Yeah, it's not easy. And it's harder now with Luther being gone because now you have to go from 2 games to 3. You know, right now we're scheduled to play Gustavus Adolphus and Northwestern of St. Paul. And we're finalizing the contract on the 3rd game. A week from now, if you ask me that question, I can tell you who it is. I hope, you know, that's kind of where we're at. We kind of have something verbally together. But there are going to be games that are not going to be in Iowa or Illinois. You know, they're going to be, we're going to be doing some traveling. And that's how it is. That's what this new normal is going to look like for us, you know, especially the week 3 stuff. There's just not a lot of options out there because most teams are in bigger conferences, not smaller conferences.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time all year along and appreciate, you know, your openness and your availability. And thanks again and hope you have a happy holiday season.
Yeah, I really appreciate you just all the work you guys do. You do a great job, Trevor, on the radio, and appreciate you guys continue to promote us and give us a voice and have the opportunity to talk about our program. And it really is a blessing, and we're excited for next year. Our players are I think, really in a good place, and we're going to continue to work hard to get better. And that's really our focus, is to just improve.
All right, 2025 season is in the books. That's a wrap with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. I'm Trevor Castle. Thanks for listening to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.